watch out that you're driving, you don't smack into somebody. How stupid would you feel if you crashed into somebody right now?
Get out of the car, go.
Hello, you are listening to show number 34 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host,
Sandy.
I'm your host, Sandy. Hello! Well, it's very nice to be talking with you guys again. Hi, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're doing better than I am. Let's see, what's happening? So this show is going to sort of be a kind of deleted scenes version. It's going to be slopped together. I just have some stuff, and I figured I'd post it for you guys. It's, some random stuff that I didn't post that, you know, got lost. And I said, all right, well, let me just throw it together. And I got a new portable that I was trying out. And at some points, it may be a little difficult to distinguish because I was learning how to use it. And so, other than that, I just sat down to put this together for you guys. I just finished watching an episode of Bullshit, which was really funny. I normally cannot stand those two guys, but I do watch them because some of their shows are interesting. But yeah, if you have Showtime On Demand, the Dolphin episode of Bullshit is really, really funny. Really funny. But I can't stand those two porker pigs. I can't stand them. All right, so here are the deleted scenes.
Shalom. It is moi. I think Best Buy are Satan worshippers. I hate their fucking guts. I hope that the guy in customer service, I hope that he trips on a banana peel, falls and breaks his front tooth. I hate his fucking guts so much. I hate his bitch cunt face. That fucking cunt face. I hate his fucking cunt face, that bitch. I hate his face. That's how I feel about the situation at hand. Now we will see if this records. I don't know if I'm recording. Oh my God. I need to hire a producer. With all my millions. With all my millions, yeah, I can afford it. Let me turn this lower before I get sued. Anyway, because, you know, I guess these bands, they don't need the hits, you know? So you gotta be careful. Anyway, so I just want to say, right, like, that I was, I can't remember where I was going. Oh, I think I can't remember where I was going, but, I passed over, you know, I had to pass a bridge, and, the toll was, like, $1.50, right? So, and I had 50 cents, right? So when I got to the toll booth, I gave her, maybe this is annoying, I don't know, but I gave her a 10, and then, I gave her 2 quarters, right? So she was like, oh, but you couldn't give me, she said, oh, you couldn't just let me break the 10. And I was like, I can't believe that she's telling me, like, how annoying is she? So I was like, well, it's money, right? It's money. And she's like, well, have a nice day. Why wouldn't you? And she's like harassing me. And she got herself so excited that she gave me back the wrong change. So she gave me back change for a 20 instead. Now, on a normal day, if she wasn't a cunt, I would have given her change back, because then if I didn't, I'd be thinking about her all day, like, oh my God, she's going to get in trouble over, you know, like $8 or whatever. You know, is that right? You know, but anyway, so now the cunt, she didn't get nothing. I drove off with the money. I hope that she got in trouble. I hope that she got yelled at, and that she's so nervous from being yelled at that she has diarrhea all night. That bitch. What a bitch. But what was more shocking is my behavior. I'm a little ashamed. No, really. Because for about a good minute, like an entire minute, I was like, ha, 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 you bitch! That's what I was saying. I was yelling that out in my machina. Yeah, I was. I just thought I'd add that into this little medley here. Okay. Okay, I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing. Oh my God, I'm so nuts. See, what I have to try to remember is that not everybody knows that I'm crazy. But yeah, so I had like some situations go on today that I thought were funny. I don't know if you will find them amusing, but you may. Okay, I'm done with that. Okay. So, yeah. So I was going to, there's like a, this park and it's a beach and da da da. And, but there's this one park that I really like to go to, but you need a permit to get in there. And so I have never went to get the permit because you have to go to City Hall and apply for it. It's like, it's a whole to do. I really don't have the patience for it, but they're not always there monitoring who comes and goes. So it's, so it sort of hasn't been entirely worth it to go get it because there's so many times that I can get in there and they don't monitor. Anyway, I don't, this is too much talk. I know, but anyway, so today I went to go and there were police officers, at the entrance. So I went to turn, you know, to avoid the police, and I ended up turning into, you know, the wrong way, like going the wrong way. So this female police officer looked at me, you know, and I wanted to keep going. So I, like, I motioned with her with my hand, like, you know, when you put all the tips of your fingers together, like, so I went, you know, like, what? Like, what do you want? And then I don't think she liked that. I don't think she liked that at all. So then she waved me to come over. Since she was like total Futch cop, right? But not totally dykey, but you know, like long hair, but very, very tough. So she was like, so she said to me, she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm trying to exit the park." And then she said, "Well, you just went over a double line, double yellow line." And I said, "Oh, did I? I didn't realize that. I'm, you know, I was trying to leave." And then she said, "Well, what does a yellow line, double yellow line mean?" And I said, "What does a double yellow line mean?" I said, "It's two yellow lines." So she, and then she said, "Yeah, well, what does it mean?" I said, "Well, I don't know. Why don't you tell me what it means?" and then she looked at me like, "Oh, like, why are you answering me like this?" She said, "Well, a double yellow line means that you don't cross it." She said, "You were going the wrong way. You were exiting the wrong way into traffic or something." I don't know what she said exactly. So I said, "Oh," I said, "you know why? Because I thought that I was over there where you could turn." Anyway, so she said, "So you thought you were over there." She said, "Do you even have a license?" So I answered her and I said, "No, I don't have a license. I just started driving today." And I don't know what made me mouth off to this person. I don't know why. It was kind of funny. But then she said, "Let me have your license." So I was like, "Oh no, now I'm in trouble." So she takes my license. She goes back to her, you know, her cop mobile, her car. And then now I have a time, because I'm a cornball like this, I have a teeny tiny mini rainbow flag on the back of my car. It's like maybe the length of your pinky, like the length of your pinky, and it's really slim. So, and I said, "She's going to see it because only gay people spot it. Like, other people don't even know that it's there, but lesbians always spot that tiny little dot of a flag that I have on my car. It's a dot. It's so tiny, but I knew that she was going to see it." Okay. So she went to her car and then she's gone for like not even, I'd give her a total of 1 minute. She was gone. And she comes right back and she goes, "Well, I'm going to let you go with a warning." I said, "This bitch saw my fucking rainbow flag." And then she said, "You can either exit this way or you can go in the park. Do what you want to do." So she let me in the park where I wasn't, you know, allowed to go in without a permit. So this is why I love lesbians. Because I totally mouthed off to her. Or at least that was my, you know, at least I felt like I was mouthing off to her. And I was sort of like pushing her a little bit, you know. And I forget that not everybody knows that I'm a lesbian. Because I'm like so, I don't know, I just feel like such a dyke that I automatically assume that everyone is just supposed to intuitively know that I'm gay. But people do not automatically know that. So she could have slapped me with about, let me see, probably about $250 of tickets today. My inspection is overdue for going over a double yellow line. I don't know. Here, God knows what that would cost. But I would have left there with a nice, nifty little bill to pay if she wanted to be hard on me. And, yeah, so that was my afternoon at the beach. Well, it wasn't the beach. It was a, well, it's a beach park or a park beach. I don't know. It's a park on the water. Call it what you want. I don't know. And everybody comes and goes with their boats, and then I'm jealous of everybody with a boat. All right. Okay, I just thought I'd add this. Thanks, bye. Okay, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's recording. Anyway.
I think everyone has a dysfunctional family.
Right, and so you were asking me about my grandfather.
Yeah. I wanted to see.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Was you saying how
dysfunctional my family is?
How the men.
Yes, how, yeah. Even if he's a 4-year-old male.
Well, because it's a cycle, you know. It's like your grandmother married a dysfunctional man, and then your mother, you know, married a... You said you don't understand how such strong genes could produce something so dysfunctional.
But it's you know, the women are very subservient. It's so bad.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
You know what's funny is once I tell people that I'm recording, they turn into Barbara Walters. It's like, you know, I could be having the most casual conversation with someone, and the minute that they know that I'm recording, I don't know what happens to them. They turn into Tom Brokaw. What's his name? Terrible wig. What was his name? I sound like such an idiot right now. One thing I cannot stand is being on hold. One thing that really generates a lot of anxiety and a lot of resentment on my part. Gives me a lot of anxiety, makes me start thinking. And any idle time that I have to start thinking is always a bad thing. Actually, I spend a lot of time thinking. That's really not true. I spend too much time thinking. I hate my life right now for a multitude of reasons. I really don't want to get into it because that's not why I do this podcast. The reason why I do this podcast is to forget my disgusting problems. I hate being on hold with a passion that could kill. You can't be mad at someone who has you on hold when they're at work taking care of infants. You can't say, hey, don't save that infant's life. You know, you can't say things like that. I think my cat is passing gas. It's a shot in the dark. I'm not sure. It could be coming from the outside. I have the window open. It could be a skunk from the outside. I don't know. But there is an odorous odor that has crept into the bedroom.
Oh, so sorry. I had to take the baby out.
Where did you take the baby out from?
The nursery.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to hear it, though. I want to hear how your grandfather was.
Right. So you asked me about my grandfather, and I told you that my grandmother could be down the block. Or like in the backyard, like in the middle, like knee deep in gardening or whatever she was doing. And he would be inside like the living room somewhere and he'd call her, I'm muddy. He'd call her to make her stop whatever she was doing to come in to get her a glass of water.
Unbelievable.
To get him a glass of water. And then he'd curse at her in Italian for no reason. Like, just for anything.
Like, what would she do? Just take it?
Oh, yeah, no, she would never say anything back to him. Because, you know, talking back to men, you know, that's like talking back to God. You know, you don't talk to Jesus. You know, you would never say anything back to Jesus Christ. You know, you don't talk back to men.
You give Jesus the holy water.
Right, you wash his feet. You wash his feet, that's what you do.
So in the middle of making wine and crushing grapes, she would stop what she was doing and get him a glass of water.
Actually, he used to make wine down in the basement. He had the barrel and everything, and
yeah, a lot of Italian.
And then he'd get trashed on his homemade wine.
Yeah, but that's the best wine.
It was very strong, and he should have put a little bit of sugar in it, and he never did. He liked it really, like...
How do you know how strong it was? Were you drinking the wine?
No, but I did taste it, you know. And I remember the first time I ever drank was from my grandfather. He gave me a sip of wine. And I knew that it was a bad thing at that age, you know. I remember it.
Why?
I don't know. It was an event that I remember. Like, I knew... You know, kids know things. You know what I mean?
Right. You know what you're supposed to be doing and what not supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Just like, remember I told you that my niece told me that her father gave her a sip of wine? And she came and she told me. She said, is that okay?
Huh?
You know, yeah. They know. Kids know. They know when something's wrong. I mean, they may not be able to articulate it, but intuitively they know.
Yeah, I remember too, though, the first time we would drink, that would be at the dinner table, wine and soda. It would be like on occasions.
Yeah.
Like big dinners.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, what is that?
What did they buy, Carlo Rossi?
I don't know what the hell they're buying. Who knows? I remember that was the first time. I said, well, I want to try it. I want to try it.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to try it?
Yeah, because we weren't allowed. So I waited till my mom's head was turned, and I took her glass, and I started drinking it.
You know what my grandfather used to do at the dinner table? May he rest in peace. God forgive me for talking about him. God forgive me. I'm going to burn.
The abuser.
Yeah, yeah. You know what he used to do? He used to open his whole entire, his pants, everything used to be wide open when he would sit at the table and eat.
Attractive. You get the big sausage hang out.
Ugh, don't make me vomit.
This is crazy.
I'm going to vomit. And, you know, of course, only the men were allowed to sit at the head of the table.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in your house too?
Yeah. But I used to break balls. I want to sit at the head. I was such a troublemaker. It's like everything that I sensed that, like, was done, I had to undo.
Yeah, but isn't it funny how you think, like, you're a troublemaker for wanting just to be treated equal?
Probably.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I mean, it's something, right, that you feel like you're a troublemaker just because you saw that it was unfair. I mean, any kid would probably see that that's not fair, right?
Well, it was just like the fathers always sat at the head of the table. It was like one was my stepdad or my real father, and the other would be like an uncle. Like, it would definitely be like another male.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the men got served first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the women eat, you know, last, like dogs. We're lucky we even got food. Yeah, we're lucky we even got food.
You know, it's probably, it was just so embedded. It was just like, it was natural.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other things. And then afterwards, you know, I would have to wash the dishes afterwards. Yeah. Have to clean up. Yeah, you too?
Yeah, I didn't do them.
Yeah, I did for a very long time. Yeah, I did. They had me under that, you know.
Help your mother, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I would do a dish and go downstairs and play Nintendo.
Yeah, but I was so trained. See, you were a little more rebellious. Probably because your family's a lot more Americanized.
Yeah, probably.
So you might have been able to be a little more rebellious. For me to be rebellious in my family was, like, really crazy.
Did you get the wooden spoon?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to get, like, at least, like, 3 of them broken on us a week.
Oh, yeah, my mother used to throw her shoes at me. It's high heels. Yeah, I'd like to take that shoe. You know what I'd like to do to it? You know, I'd like to do it out with that shoe right now.
Shove it where the sun don't shine.
Why, I was just saying, why does everybody turn into Barbara Walters the minute they know that I'm recording? Like, you turn into different people. It's like...
Do I?
Yes. It's like I'm not even talking to the same person.
Really?
Yes.
I don't even feel like that.
Yeah, we'll feel like it. Because you are. It's like talk... I don't understand. You turn into, like, Mario Lopez. You know, like, all animated. Hi there. I'm Mario Lopez.
Who's that?
Who's Mario Lopez?
No. Oh, I don't know. Barbara Walters. I'm just kidding.
The one on The View.
I know.
Oh.
2020.
Yeah, and she's on The View.
I know that.
Those wash women. Being that Rosie's gone, there's no spice left. That show, it could go in the toilet for all I care. Set that whole table on fire.
Hey, it's me.
So I'm just on my way to Bed Bath & Beyond because I have to buy my mother a gift. And I used to take her with me and, you know, tell her to get what she wanted, but that doesn't work anymore because she'll keep me in there for 3 hours going in circles. I can't do it. So now I get her something, she doesn't like it, then we return it. That's it. Anyway, so I just watched this interview with Christine Quinn. She's the, you know, speaker, city council, whatever the hell, here in New York City. And she's like, oh, wow, what is all that? Oh, my God, there's so many people out here. Okay. Yeah, so Christine Quinn. Oh, wait, I better turn this lower before I get sued. Yeah, okay, so what was I saying? Oh, so Christine Quinn, she's like the Rosie O'Donnell of oh, she's, wow. Anyway, so, disgusting. I don't normally objectify women on the streets. So where was I? Okay, yeah, so Christine Quinn, she's like the Rosie O'Donnell of city council. She's like, no wait, this is her. What happened with the money? I wasn't aware of it. I don't understand what happened. I just wasn't aware of it. And I don't understand what happened to that money. I wasn't aware of it. I'll punch you right in the face if you don't like what happened there. That was the summation of her interview on New York One just now. Yeah. But I understand that she's a lovely woman, and I think Christine Quinn is supposed to be our consolation prize for Hillary, because Christine Quinn is a lesbian, and she's running for mayor of New York, so, you know, I guess that's supposed to make us happy. She hasn't said that she's running yet, but there's a very good chance. But she got caught out there in, you know, something of a pretty bad scandal. What was happening under her watch was... they were creating false names for organizations. I don't really understand exactly what happened. That's the truth. I should probably get that story before I start talking about it. But it wasn't a very good thing. And now, you know, when I look at her, I'm like, oh, dear. But you know what? After all this shit that these men do, I honestly, she's, you know, that's like nothing compared to what these men get away with. And everybody, oh, it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to me. That doesn't matter to me. Nothing matters to women when, you know, when men do it. All right, so I'm bumping into a little bit of traffic here. You know, I wanted a little time. I don't know what I'm going to get my mother. It's her birthday. I think she's 56. My mother's pretty young, considering how old I am. So she turned, I think, 56. And, you know... My relationship with my mother is like I don't even know how to describe it. I don't know how to describe this relationship that I have with her. It doesn't make any sense to me. There's all these guys on motorcycles and they're obeying the traffic laws. So yeah, you know, you don't mind when they, what, you know, what I can't stand is when they start weaving in and out and then they make you get into an accident trying to avoid them. And then what I want to do is I want to, you know, run my fender on their back wheel so that they flip over the car. That's what it makes me want to do when they do that. Anyway. Yeah, so, yeah. All right, I think that's it for now. Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Cusack from the movie Better Off Dead, which was appropriately titled. I have a message for all of you feminazi femcunts out there. I'll punch you right straight dead in your fucking face. I'll punch you so fucking hard you'll look like Hedda Nussbaum. None of you bitches better forget Hedda Nussbaum. All women are born submissive and want to be smacked around by me, John Cusack. You like that, huh, ladies? You like it? I know you like it. You know why what I say is important? I'll tell you why. Because I know you were thinking it. And I have the perfectly good logical answer for you. Mathematical and scientific. I can get you 18,000 scientists that will attest to the fact that the reason why what I say is important is because I am an actor and a celebrity living in my own private Idaho. Living in my own private Idaho. Living in my own private Idaho. That's all you need to know. You don't need to ask any more questions. Otherwise, I'm going to start calling your names. You don't want that. Was that the alarm? It's time for my pill. Somebody get me a pill. Any of you stupid feminazi femcunts, I'll stick my foot so far up your fucking vagina hole, my foot'll come out of your mouth. You wanna get uppity? I'll show you. Cause every lesbian in the universe was created solely for my amusement. That's why I'm so nice to lesbians. Because I like to be amused by little nothing women that have no power. I find it very erotic that they have no power. It gives my 3-inch penis a full erection, which when fully erect is a good 3.5 inches. Be scared of that, ladies, because I can do some damage if I poke it in your ear. Might even reach your eardrum. I'll puncture your fucking eardrum. I'll stick it in your eye. I'll stick it in your eye socket. I'll fuck your eye socket, you stupid bitches. No hole on your body is off limits to me, John Cusack. I like to look at you foolish little girls. What do? You rub each other's things together. That's funny. That's really funny what you do in the bedroom. That's cute. That's cute. That's good little girls you are. Good little girls. But those feminazi bitches, I'd like to smack them across, right across their fucking faces with a spatula. Just like I did to Hillary. I smacked that bitch so fucking hard across her face. She flew into the kitchen, she landed right on the stove, and she cooked me a steak. Keep that in mind if you ever decide to get uppity. Holy Moses. Holy Frankenpudding. I think I'm gonna have another seizure. Holy Frankenpudding.
So I hope that was amusing for you guys. I mean, you know, what are you gonna do? I try. Going to most probably be doing another audience participation podcast. I have a really... what I think is a very funny topic, but I have to tweak it in my mind a little, and then I'm going to post it on my MySpace. And in case any of you guys don't have the MySpace, we're at the Lesbian Mafia Cast on MySpace. And yeah, so that's the story for now. And it was really nice talking to you guys again, and I will be talking to you again very soon. Ta-ta, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.